Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Awesome. We are on the line with New York State Senator Joseph Addabbo. And Senator, here in Western New York, we have some local casinos that are set to adopt sports betting by the end of this calendar year. And I know you've been a big supporter of sports gambling in the state Senate. How much will the ability to place bets at our local casinos just impact the casinos in general?
Oh, we hope that it helps them. You know, it helps the local community as well, because not only does a portion of our gaming proceeds go toward education, it also goes to the local municipalities. And we also see these casino sites as job generators. So I've been through many of the casinos throughout the state, and I've spoken to the workers, and they're pleased where they work, and they're happy to work for the company they work for. So I see it not only as a revenue generator and educational funding generator, but I also see it as a job generator as well.
Now, I know you've been also a big proponent in mobile sports betting here in New York State, and that's kind of the point of contention over in Albany, the mobile betting component, New York lagging behind other states. Why is mobile betting, though, so important to have, and what will it mean if the state can legalize it?
Yeah, so once we go into the arena of sports betting, not to do the mobile component merely scratches the surface of what we can recognize as a state. And we very often compare our state to other states. So New Jersey has a mobile component. That roughly 80% of their sports betting is done by mobile component. And then we look at other states like, say, Mississippi, that doesn't have a mobile component, or even New York. So if we take New York and New Jersey, we did $2.3 million in our New York casino sports betting-wise without the mobile component in the month of September, $2.3 million. For the same month, Jersey, with their mobile component, did $38 million. And that's problematic, because a lot of the portion of that $38 million is our money. It's our New Yorkers going across the border to New Jersey, using their mobile phone, placing the bet, and coming back to New York. And that's roughly 25% of that $38 million, so roughly $9 million is our money lost from New Yorkers going to Jersey. So it does become problematic once you're in the arena of doing sports betting but not doing the mobile component.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that story before, that, you know, somebody will, you know, go from New York City, go across the bridge into New Jersey, just play, you know, go on FanDuel or DraftKings,
sure,
place their bet in a book, and then just go right back over. I mean, how often are you hearing that story?
Quite often. And it's not just New Jersey, Mike. You know, for the other portions and geographic portions of our state, they go to Pennsylvania. See, we're surrounded in New York. We're surrounded by Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Both have sports betting, mobile component. Connecticut will have it soon. So the more we wait, the more we're surrounded, and the more revenue and educational funding and jobs we are losing. So I'm hearing that more and more often as the sports betting industry is growing.
Yeah, and in Albany, I know the state Senate has passed it, but why is the Assembly so reluctant to get it through? What's been the holdup?
You know, there is a reluctance, and certainly on the Assembly side and in the governor's office. And they may argue that, you know, it's a constitutional amendment that is needed for us to do the mobile component. And we argue, not only us, but we have legal documents that also argue that we do not need a constitutional amendment. By putting the servers that actually accept the mobile bet, by putting them on the land of the licensed casino in our state, we would then satisfy the Constitution that allows us to do the mobile component in our state. So we comply with the Constitution by putting the server that accepts the bet on the licensed casino land. That would solve the constitutional issue.
I feel like if you do a million interviews with people like us, you know, it would still be hard-pressed to get the governor on board with it. I mean, he seems very reluctant to get involved with it because of the constitutionality of it. I mean,
right.
Could you get him on board? Do you think it's possible?
So we start the year with a roughly $3 billion and upward budget deficit. So you're looking for revenue. You're not looking to raise taxes to meet that revenue. You may look to cut services at some point, but you can't cut your way out of upwards of $3 billion deficit. So you're going to look for revenue, and there it is. You know, mobile sports betting is sitting right in front of you to do it and recapture a lot of that revenue, and certainly for the budget deficit. We also have an illegal activity that currently goes on in our state, an illegal sports betting business, that we could corral that revenue as well and cure an illegal activity. The governor can choose to sit by and do a constitutional amendment, which is a 2-3 year process. So over that process of roughly, again, 3 years, we will lose that much more revenue, job growth, educational funding. So the governor can still sit on the fact that we need a constitutional amendment, which, again, we don't believe it does, and we have the constitutional language and legal documents to show we do not need a constitutional amendment. And he could sit there and watch Governor Murphy in New Jersey leapfrog over us and just continue to take our money. You know, so the idea is we need to make a decision, and I'm hoping in 2020 we make the right decision.
Are you trying to get it passed through as part of the budget also?
Yes, Mike, it is. It is a budgetary item. It has a fiscal document to it, you know, a fiscal aspect to it. So it is revenue generating. It is educational funding generating. So we hope to put it in the budget when the budget comes out, the executive budget comes out in January.
You know, I read recently that there was a 50-50 chance that it was going to pass in 2019. Obviously, it didn't. What are the odds next year, in your opinion?
So, yeah, if our state had betting where we could bet on what if it would be in the budget or not, I always like to remain optimistic, Mike, you know, that we're going to do the right thing by the people of this state, you know, create jobs, educational funding. So I still think it's better than a 50-50 shot, but it's up to the governor. And we've seen in the past, when the governor wants something and feels the state needs something, he does it. And I'm hoping, you know, he used to say no to paid family leave, and a year later we had paid family leave. He said no to medical marijuana at first. Now we have medical marijuana, and both programs are working out great for our state. Hopefully he does the same for sports betting, mobile sports betting in our state for next year.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.